From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President-elect Barack Obama has asked Rick Warren, a conservative evangelical pastor, to deliver the opening prayer at the inauguration. And many gay activists are outraged. They say Warren is hostile to gay rights. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports on why Mr. Obama would make this controversial choice.
Rick Warren is pastor of a megachurch called Saddleback and is famous for a blockbuster bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life. He's been called a new type of evangelical, more moderate, with a broader agenda. But Mr. Obama's decision to give him such a prominent role at the inaugural is a bitter disappointment for some.
We are a constituency that worked very, very hard for his election, and we have been utterly and completely disrespected.
David Smith is vice president of the Human Rights Campaign, a gay rights organization. He says Warren supported California's Proposition 8, which revoked the right to marry for gay couples. And Smith says Warren is on record saying that gay marriage is equivalent to marriage between siblings or polygamy. That, Smith says, shows that Warren's image as a moderate is a myth.
So this is not somebody who sat on the sidelines of the culture war. This is a general within the culture war.
Now, the president-elect is on the opposite side from Warren when it comes to abortion and gay rights, but he admires Warren's activism on poverty and AIDS in Africa. 2 years ago, when Mr. Obama was a young senator from Illinois, Warren invited him to a conference on AIDS at his church in California.
I want to say, first of all, how blessed I am to be here today and how grateful I am to Saddleback and to Pastor Rick.
Warren was criticized by evangelicals for giving a stage to the liberal Democrat, a gesture that Mr. Obama noted in his news conference today.
Nevertheless, I had an opportunity to speak, and that dialogue, I think, is part of what my campaign's been all about.
The relationship between Mr. Obama and Pastor Warren began even earlier. David Domke, a professor at the University of Washington and author of The God Strategy, says when Mr. Obama was writing his book, Audacity of Hope, he asked Warren to read his chapter on religion before it went to press.
Warren responded, and they had a good conversation, and that began a conversation about the fact that they disagreed on some things, but that they also had a lot of other things in common.
He says the men have forged a friendship, and as Mr. Obama's presidential campaign gained momentum, Warren found himself at the center of politics. Warren invited Mr. Obama and his Republican rival, Senator John McCain, to talk about religion at his church in August. And it was under close questioning by Pastor Warren that the Democrat uttered one of his few gaffes, saying that deciding about when life begins was above his pay grade. As an evangelical, Warren represents a constituency that voted overwhelmingly against Mr. Obama. Stephen Waldman, founder of BeliefNet, a religious website, says the president-elect is sending a message that he's not beholden to the left or the right.
It's a statement that he's trying to have a kind of spiritual bipartisanship by having someone of tremendous stature like Rick Warren, but who clearly is politically different.
Waldman says Warren has to step away from the culture wars if he wants to be the next Billy Graham. David Domke agrees, adding that both men have a lot to gain from the relationship.
And I think they also believe that each of them provides a stepping stone to important constituencies, and they both have desires to talk to those people.
No one believes the president-elect will withdraw the invitation, and so far there's no controversy about the minister who's giving the benediction, civil rights leader Reverend Joseph Lowry. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.